Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody's talking at me.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen 10 in the morning. Congratulations to Mark in Hutchinson. Has a pair of tickets to go to the Women's Fair that we tossed in as a little bit extra some romantic melodies from Mannheim Steamroller. So Mark's going to, you know, he's guaranteed to have a good Valentine's Day with that. Women's Fair coming up this weekend at Century 2. And we are one at KNSS, one of the sponsors of the Friday night Girls Night Out. We're looking forward to that. A lot of exciting things with the Women's Fair at Century 2. Now 7:46, Steve and Ted. Three big things. Denver's school teachers on strike. Substitutes and administrators will keep classes open.
Two.
A man is dead after a police pursuit and a rollover crash in southwest Wichita.
One.
Nationwide gasoline prices have been rising slightly with plenty of supply out there. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've got heavy traffic right now and a traffic slowdown. This is eastbound on Kellogg, right around the Meridian Edwards exits. Just lots of traffic there. And I'm just now getting a report of a traffic accident. Okay. This just coming in now. 3rd and Oliver.
3rd and Oliver, okay.
Yeah, 3rd and Oliver, so watch out for a traffic accident there. 3rd and Oliver, traffic update from KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
At least a drizzle isn't freezing this morning. Mostly cloudy with a 40% chance for rain today and a high of 46 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 31. Tuesday, sunny, tomorrow's high 48. Now drizzle, fog, and east wind to 10 miles per hour and 35 degrees. Find the comfort of a hat. Express your personality. Go to Hatman Jack's and find your own style. See why people from around the nation make Hatman Jack's their destination. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. 7:47 with Steve and Ted here on this Monday morning. The streets of London are now a little safer to drive. At least that's the opinion of Emma Fairweather, reacting to news that Prince Philip has surrendered his driver's license. Fairweather, who suffered a broken wrist last month when the 97-year-old royal crashed his Land Rover into a car she was a passenger in. Prince Philip's decision, which Buckingham Palace says was made after careful consideration, follows reports that he was seen driving a brand-new Land Rover without a seatbelt just 2 days after the January 17th crash.
Ooh.
So I wonder what that meeting was like. I know that I know what the meeting was like when my brother Jerry and I told my mom she was no longer going to drive. It was not very pleasant. I'll just put it that way. And you get in your 90s, and you've been driving all of your life. And finally, you know, we just said, you know, Mom, we wouldn't want anything to happen to you, but what about other people are out there? And finally, you know, okay.
Yeah. And imagine trying to do that with a prince.
Yeah. And a guy who's, you know, who bosses him around? Does the queen boss him around? Maybe it's the queen who gets her way with it. All right. Stocks finished the week mixed at the end of the week last week.
We had a surprise snapback just minutes before the closing bell. The Dow closing down 63 points after reaching intraday lows of 286. The S&P closing up 2 points. The Nasdaq up 10. Even though the Dow closed lower, it and the S&P actually saw gains for the seventh straight week, their longest winning streak since November 2017. And we're now less than a month away from the March 1st trade deadline, and the White House says it's standing firm on that date. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and other trade negotiators travel to Beijing next week to continue those trade talks. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Ellie Terrett, Fox News.
Civil and criminal crackdowns on polluters dropped sharply in the second year of the Trump administration, according to 2018 enforcement figures released by the Environmental Protection Agency. The Trump administration EPA says the agency is taking a new tack with polluters, giving states more of a role in regulation and enforcement, and stressing education and voluntary compliance with offenders, as well as fines and criminal prosecution. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A business is leaving Wichita and getting a lot of attention about that. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, Honeywell Aerospace leaving Wichita. The company operates a repair and overhaul site near Eisenhower National Airport. Spokesman Scott Sayers says the company's moving the Wichita work from Wichita to Olathe by the end of the year. About 175 employees will be impacted by the change. They can apply for the jobs in Olathe, might be able to get relocation assistance. More renovations at Koch Industries headquarters. According to a couple of building permits, the company's spending at least $8 million to renovate offices at its complex at 4111 East 37th Street North. Don Linger and Sons doing the work. The firm pulled the permits, one for $4.5 million, the other for $3.5 million. A spokeswoman says the improvement projects will continue through 2020. And Wichita residents will be able to borrow internet hotspots for 2 weeks under a new program with T-Mobile. About 26% of Wichita homes do not have internet access, devices designed for better coverage within buildings and in rural areas. The hotspots are available at the Atwater Neighborhood Resource Center and the Colvin Neighborhood Resource Center. Borrowers have to be 18, have identification and proof of address. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, you look at the nature of the work that has been done by Honeywell out near the airport, and you would think some of the folks in there might be able to grab on with Spirit or one of the other aircraft companies or a contractor.
I would think they would be in demand, and I hope their transition will be an easy one. They're really not moving everything until the end of this year, so there's plenty of time.
Oh, yeah. That's plenty of time to do something.
Yeah, right? But there are certainly jobs available here in Wichita.
Yeah, we're in that enviable situation where this is not a life and death situation for our community,
right?
that somebody's a couple of hundred jobs, but now maybe we're looking at trying to fill jobs and having a hard time sometimes with it, right?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, we need that workforce.
All right, we're just talking a few minutes ago about my granddaughter, Evan, who was celebrating her 16th birthday yesterday.
Wow, happy birthday.
And we went to a place on the east side, and I'm not going to give them a free plug, but it's one of these places where they have Japanese hibachi cooking. You're familiar with that, aren't you?
Sure, absolutely.
Now, when you grew up in Kansas City, did they have a place like that? Of course, we had to.
We didn't go. We were pretty much meat and taters at the Roy residence.
Yeah, well, the Kobe Steakhouse started here years ago in the Park Lane Shopping Center, and they kind of pioneered that here in Wichita. Mm-hmm. And it was the mid-70s they came in, and some guys at work said, and the boss said, hey, let's go over there and try. They had started advertising, I guess, and we said, let's go try this out. For lunch, and we were just hooked,
Yeah, it's good stuff. You bet.
So much fun. And last night you had the little volcano,
right,
you know what I'm talking about. And then he had he was flipping the shrimp, and flip that, and you're supposed to catch it in your mouth, of course.
Right.
St. Shelley caught it right in the middle of her forehead. My granddaughter was scared to death of the smaller one, Sammy Joe, who's five. She was scared to death the shrimp were going to bite her. So my brother, my son Scott, and I, we did well though. We accorded ourselves, we were one for one. Okay,
you're making some good catches.
Oh yeah, and there's a secret to that. And if you ever go, just remember this one thing: keep your eyes open and track the shrimp like it's a softball coming down on a fly. Just get your yap underneath it, and there you go.
And it certainly helps to have a big mouth.
Well, I think to have a big yap is. It helps a lot.
It's a big target for this guy.
Yeah, well, we were sitting there before we even started eating, and there was a table next to us, as you know how they do that.
Right.
And the chef was doing that shrimp thing. This was before we even started. And I said, hey, over here. And he flipped one over to me, and I caught that one.
Nice.
And, of course, the people at that table gave me a standing ovation. And
Well done, yeah.
They thought it was they were celebrating my big mouth. Today is National Clean Out Your Computer Day. Are you going to do anything this morning? Like, you've got those old pictures of the Kansas City A's on your.
That's right. Yeah. Old Kansas City Chiefs with Buck Buchanan, yeah, and Jim Tyre and E.J. Holla. Yeah, better get those off the
maybe you can just
hard drive.
Transfer them to your home computer or something like
probably
that.
Probably ought to do that, yeah.
I would, when I say clean out your computer, what I would do is just take a scrub brush to the keyboard. That's about all I know about it.
Right? Well, they can get germy.
They can be a little germy. You're right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. We will check with you again next hour. That, of course, Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. And coming up at the top of the hour, KNSS News, we're going to be talking about gasoline prices and what they've been doing here the past couple of weeks around the nation. That's on the way here with Steve and Ted at 8 o'clock this morning. Also, Denver teachers are on strike today. Jad Chambers has sports. What's on going on in sports this morning, Jad?
Well, we've got a preview of tonight's KU game. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news. You've got the blur coming up as well.
That's right, and we'll see how things went at the box office over the weekend.
Okay. That's on the way. And, of course, we've got traffic and weather coming up. In the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.